Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken, producing passion style. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. You've been listening to Ron Nordman's music he has composed from his heart, and he will be airing and debuting on BBSRadio.com with me in 3 weeks. So listen up and tune in for my Uncle Ron Nordman and how he comes to composing his music, as well as he has written other music, and he will be selling his CDs as soon as he gets that into the recording studio. Tonight we're going to discuss how we affect one another with just speaking out one's name. So I had a cancellation for this tonight's show. She will be on next week. Her name is Betsy Klein. She is an avid jeweler, and she has the most exquisite work to be process for one to see. She's also a very good very much knowledge in herbs. She grows her own herbs. She knows exactly what each herb is for. So that's a great show for next week for everyone to tune in to. We're always live at between 6 and 7, that's Pacific Standard Time, and 9 and 10 Eastern Standard Time for the Bright Lights Pathfinder show. And I always just like for everyone to just take a deep breath for a moment and just really feel these words that I have written, because they came from my heart. I didn't even know what I was writing until after I processed it. I get a lot of my work, most of my work, from my higher source, which I choose to call the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is Blessed Be One's Name. One of the most important decisions in our family's lives is choosing our name, as we will always be labeled with this forever. From our birth and after we have gone, always our names remain. Since we are also known in all walks of life, as someone calls out our name, that part of us will always survive. It will, no matter what, after we have passed away and people speak out our name, it will always survive. We are known through many names throughout walks of history, like nicknames or Bright Lights Pathfinders, or Ike, my grandfather called me, or Tassie or Kathy. So we're known through many names throughout history. So one of the truths that God knows is the great I am inside of me. As spirit, soul, and one with him, which we are called by the greatest blessed name, safe mystery, the I am in me. As someone calls out our name, as well as God, into hearing within, what happens is that one's name song is the sweetest word from the angel's lips that spoke it, just belonging written in the heavens forever and a day's eternity trip. However, if one's name calling begins, all by going within to the person's name, it's like a treasure keeper. Once one's name has been spoken out, the energy levels go out, and the universe and back again into the heavens boundaries. The gift God calls us gracious from the heavens bound, and infinity's enormous countless wayward travels deeper. The forthright chosen before time began, our God has already given us our name. It's so weird because I want to just say something. If we speak something, it goes out into the universe. But if we think it, it's already done to me. And we evolve that back into us once again. So if someone speaks negative about my name, it's being placed out there in the universe. So I just want everybody to be careful. My friend Leah was telling me to just be careful with what I spoke to someone, you know, because I have to really look at that, where I'm coming from with it. That's why I've chosen this to speak about this right now. It's up to us in this life to bring who we are together in our memories of who we are that remain positive. So if you think about it, whatever we feel about ourselves is what's going to project out there. However, a lot of people are jealous and envious or see something in the wrong and speak it out. But it's usually what we have to process and mirror from ourselves within, something that has bothered us from the beginning. So if one calls out loud the name triggered that thought has brought, even an inkling of oneself brought, his name or her name brought forth a friction of energy of one is gained in goodness and love and blessings from above. But always realize this. When you call out one's name, you are taking a moment of time with them, however the energy is spent. So choose to bless this person with a little love that will be spent. The magic of the energy vibrations of this, just light flashes of a precious combustion of an inkling of sentence, the blessing thought has brought. We cause the universe to become powerfully known in a blessing name reborn. Throughout space and going within this time with this one person that so proudly this name has been worn, the gift that you have been given in this one name, the moment of the night or day, realize that thought brought this positive or negative in the reactions that behave in this way. So what you think of yourself, so it will be projected, in other words. When you speak out someone's name in the same, whatever I think or speak of someone else, it puts it out there. So I have to be really careful with what I speak and say and not let others rent space in my head as well as me not rent space in their head, because I don't have that much power. And if they are thinking things of me in the positive or negative, then that is something that, you know, instead of projecting in outward in the moment and working on raising the vibrations of themselves. So we think that the matter also feels that way in your heart. The mind is a very most powerful, egotistical trouble. Going within again and again to your spiritual birth start, combining yourself with the name together, blessed be, in your mirror, that thought has brought. It's twin double. Wow, man, that's a deep one. In your mirror, the thought of them has acted as your twin double. Here on earth, as does in heaven, in such a way, to pray to God to blessed be one's name, who's going within yourself again. Now you know what I prayerfully say. Always in this time of need of blessing and the silence that starts, God hears. Even when one absentmindedly throws out a person's name that thought brought, it says, the universal law is an energy ball brought about, you have called. I wrote this so long ago, it's really neat to reread it. As it grows and grows and grows, so blessed be the name that one has called with love of abundance to all. So let's put the positive out there. As in such a way now, the name known to you and all is called out as one voice, because our energies connect to energies, so we all combine into one voice in universal law. Blessed and blessings that have come out in your choosings of choice, which is because of what I speak of myself, so it will be. So always, forever, and a day, blessed be my name, blessed be your name, and blessed be the Almighty Way. And this was written in 2004. So, I just wanted to touch base with everyone, thinking good, positive thoughts about each person. And my guest host that was on the air last week, Alex von Kramen, if y'all would please, the active listeners in the Universal Web, please send out prayers to her and her family, for she's going through a tremendous situation with her stepfather about to pass on. And if we all work together and just take a moment of silence for her and her family, just a few minutes, a few seconds, and just concentrate on Alex von Kramen's family. I just pray that Alex and her family are lifted up into the highest light, and that the holy angels and all the angels above that are of Jesus' light, just surround her and her family and just uplift them in this time of need and give them strength and understanding and have his passing be in such a way that he is at peace and he feels no more pain. Open up to the universe, up to the heavens, and accept this man with open arms that I know that you will, Lord. And be prepared for my father that has passed in heaven to greet him at the gate and all of his loved ones. In Jesus Christ's holy and abundant name I pray. Now I want to light a candle, and I want to hand the candle over to Alex. And Alex, I would like for you to light the candle to your family, and this light will never ever extinguish again. His light will shine on forever and a day more within your heart. We've come full circle, if you think about it. Everyone that is thinking or breathing, because you know I've said many times on air that we only come in here in life to breathe and reproduce. The rest is man-made. So we have to listen with our hearts and not our minds, though we need to use our minds to make our decisions rationally. But if we listen with our hearts and not our minds, due to our minds are man-made of the people, places, and things along the way since birth. Now, I repeat myself because I have new listeners from the shows in the past. However, you old listeners that have actively heard these words before, maybe they need to be said again so that you can actively listen within. I would like for the call-in lines are open now. If you'll go to the main page, the phone numbers are published right there on the main page. So if you would like to give a call and talk about anything that's on your heart, if you would like to understand personality, which is a different type of method that I use in reading and helping one comprehend their personality or issues that they're going through for the day, I'd be glad to do that, and I'd be glad to give you a little informational reading on such as that. Now, what I would like to ask you all is that if you think about it, I was wondering how long God works with me, how I get these gifts that he has given me, and when will he shut off so I can go to sleep sometimes. And he said he was the knowing. I said, that's how the knowing came about with me, processing that out there in the World Wide Web. And he says, I am know all. And when you decide, it becomes into knowledge, which you apply to your wisdom each day. And he was talking to me, but not in, I didn't hear a voice, but I heard these thoughts so quickly. And sometimes the words come so fast, I can't comprehend them in regular English, but I know what he's saying and feeling. All I had to do was just open up my heart. And it's the creative universe of the entity of God, because I believe God created us in one image, and that was his soul. I believe that our spirits live on forever in our hearts of other people, places, and things. That's how the spirits, our concept for me to understand, is born. And that when someone passes along, even our animals, their spirits live on with us forever, as long as we progress them or think about them. And then the soul is what generates into the heaven boundaries. Now, however, I feel also as well that this is like a hell on earth, that we have to work hard to get up out of the hell, and that we are continuously climbing up to get to heaven's bounds. We all need to be prepared for what's to take place or what is feeling. Well, I feel that the world is being flipped upside down and inside out. I have been told, and I have told others, that this world is like a polar that is just shifted on its axis, and it's all due to the way that... Let me give you an example. I ordered some food from Mario's Pizza just a while ago, and they were in such a hurry not to make that dollar that they brought me chicken that was just pure grease and not even cooked. And it was like, I was pretty aggravated, but I just called them and they told me they'd give me a credit. But it had me look at what I was putting in my body. So it turned around and faced me. And I said, you know, I probably won't ever use that credit again. And my friend Leah Beth said, don't ever say never. And I said, yeah, but it made me look at that grease that was going in my body. And also that little chicken that wasn't even cooked, and you could see all that. Anyway, I'm not even going to go there, but I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, business is business, but when you turn somebody, at least it showed me something. But if you want to understand a comprehension that I've got as well, is when I was 1.5, I was very, 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 very scared of this woman that I stood up in this church. I was 1.5, and I had on split shoes. My mother was pregnant with my brother. And this lady jerked on my dress, and I about fell. I saw the anger and the rage on her face. I saw the aggravation of me being, you know, standing up on her face. She had these big white earrings and a brown dress with a brown hat trimmed in white with one of those veils that hang over her face. You know, very poised lipstick. And she went, on my dress. My mother grabbed hold of me so I wouldn't fall because the pew kind of slid back. I felt the love of my mother. I could smell her, and I could feel her for the first time. I could smell the church, which was a musty smell. I could see the stained glass on the windows. I could see where my Uncle Lonnie and Aunt Rusty and Linda and Jenny and Henry and Paul were all sitting in the church in front of me with Granddaddy. I could hear it all, and I comprehended the words that were being spoken, but not from the preacher. I knew I was in a sacred place or some place that I had to be very still. When that happened, it was such a jolt like that, that that's when I awakened and I got my gift, because I was so acutely in tune to everything after that. Bam, all of a sudden, sense of smell, hearing, seeing, feeling, touching, sense of love, anger, hate, rage, all of this stuff, and then my brother laughing, my older brother laughing, so I had some humor there as well. And if we look at that, that's acutely in tune to our feelings. And if you look at our feelings being acutely in tune, then that's how people get perception out there to read another person. There's a lot of people that are out there, and I'm going to say this, that are wannabe psychics and wannabe givers to get some kind of recognition upon themselves. And we've got to be careful to use discernment for people that claim to be this way. There's a certain way that people have been born with these gifts, and we have fine-tuned them, or the person that is giving the reading or the understanding of another person, what you're speaking out there is going to evolve because that person is going to take that to heart and make a roadmap to their destiny, claiming on what a psychic has given them as information. And there's another rule, ethics, big ethics, on not reading another person in someone's read. If you're reading a person, then that's that person's read. If you start tapping into other people, then you're tapping into their energy field, and that's zapping them. And that is like a violation. So I want to give that little tidbit out there to the people that are becoming readers, the quote, psychic readers, or whomever. And also look at yourself at what you're trying to compare yourself to or comprehend. How about let's just focus in on what the good that we can speak of other people, what the good that we can speak of the situations in the world today, and let's raise the vibrations of good instead of looking at what all could possibly happen and pushing that negative down, because I believe that more and more and more we give thought to something that's negative, then that's going to feed upon us. And if you shut the doors and just ignore the negative situation and the negative beings and feelings, then that's all that needs to be, because then how can the negative get on you? If you start thinking positive, and I say you as in third person, I'm talking to myself as well, and start realizing how we treat, for an example, inside of my body and in my outside world, if compared to my outside world stays a little chaotic because I don't really care about materialistic things because of my physicalness. I am very spiritual because things in general, items and such, are so materialistic of the world. But if I'm evolved inside myself and content with myself with a happy heart, and I can give out the gifts of love and abundance and lessons to others, then that makes me happy as well. I wanted to touch base on one thing that was real important that a friend of mine from high school sent me that was called sliders. Now, before he sent me this comprehension of sliders, I told him that I had the energy that was so vast that I could if I get upset or something, I blow light to where the lights go out, or if I'm real excited about something. But what was happening was I was traveling under the different, when I was first coming back into my lively ways of my spiritualism, I would ride under street lamps and they would go out. And he said that, my boyfriend said, that's just the street that the lights in the car making me think that. And it just kept happening. I would stand on my porch, and my children can vouch for this, and some of my friends, lights would just go out like that. And I would have to have my little lantern at the end of my house, rewired, and they had do power come out and everything, and then it changes. But when you're really coming into a gift like that and really focusing in, because Alina, let me back up, when I was little, at 4 years old, E-L-E-N-R-A, Elena, came to me and said, I have to go now, but you will always remember me. Only after you wake up. And I said, don't go. And I went into my mother's. It was an angel. It was three angels, actually. And she was combined into one, almost like the Trinity. And I went into my mother and father's room, and I said, Elena's leaving, Elena's leaving. My mother said, I said, can you see her? And you could visually see her. My mother saw her and everything. And she said, she'll always be with you in your heart. So I tend to, she said, I will be back one day when you remember and wake up, but you have to walk this life road path for a while. So I went and looked out the window and saw the way the stars connected. It was really odd. I felt like the Wizard of Oz. I was in the Wizard of Oz because I had just watched that and I was 4 years old. And I had this dream about butterflies. I had butterfly curtains, and that's how I got the concept of the butterflies being one drop of blood they excrete when they're being birthed. And if you touch a butterfly before its time, that it's birthed, the wings are surely wet and it will surely die. And how it has two lives, as a caterpillar on the ground looking at the ground up, and then it has the wings that can look at the top down. If you think about it, a moth will fly into the light. It will fly into the light every time, and butterflies tend to fly to light. So I looked that up, and that moth represents that God, because he is the light. It's really a neat concept. And Ellie Crystal of CrystalLinks.com was giving me an intuitive input, and I was reading her as well. And she saw a butterfly, yellow, big, huge butterfly, and she lives way up in New York on a tower. And she said, it's really odd that a butterfly this time of year is flying around. And she said, it's not a moth, it's a butterfly. She said that that was my metaphysical symbol. So I look at that as being, you know, looking at myself inside. I had to go through a great crisis, humongous devastation crisis, to look inside myself once again and see where I have evolved and grow and prosper into the channels and the stations. It's like the channels and stations when you are working with someone with energy or reading them. It's like a fine-tuned radio. Like you think of Elvis Presley's old-fashioned radio in his mother's pink Cadillac. You have to get that dial exactly on that exact frequency. And even when you turn corners and such back in the day, it was hard to pick up those radio waves. Now, when you're reading someone or you're giving input on someone, you have got to make sure that that channel is set just so, because it's not a digital situation that can just scan for you and just pick it up. It's a gift of perception into that person's field. And it's not nice to read other people unless that's what they want as well. So I don't tap into other people. I don't look at other people unless they ask me specifically what they are wanting for the situation that is given at hand. Now, the other thing I wanted to say is that when these lights started going out, that's when I rebirthed back into my gifts. I was already looking at them. I had studied with the Seneca Reservation grandmothers. I had learned about their ways, what the prophecy was for them, how to eat off the land, you know, what to eat, like acorns and sunflowers and oak, and what trees not to eat, and the clover and the dandelion. We had a salad. We ate off the land the whole time I was there, as well as beating Mother Earth's huge 12-foot drum that circled around, keeping Mother Earth's drum beat going the whole time so that we could comprehend that the heartbeat, it went like this, and we took turns. Dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. We kept that rhythm going the entire 3 days that I was there, and we took turns every hour, everybody playing the drum throughout the night and day. Now, I came out of Graham Twyla's lodge to take a break and just sing with some friends of mine, because we had grandmothers continuously around the clock teaching in the 12-sided lodge. And also we had classes on the outside with Jennifer and other people that lived there. And I was looking up the sky singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder Where You Are, and then A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and knowing that those were the same tunes with my girlfriend Bridget and Mary Jo and Giz. And then Grandma Spider came up. It was before she was Grant Spider. She was just known as Spider. She was coming back from the restroom, and she heard me go, "Well, there's a spaceship. There's a spaceship hovering over me." And I mean to tell you, that light and that saucer wasn't really like a saucer. It's more like a triangle. But you could see all the lights and everything. It just stayed right there. And Spider went into the lodge and called the great grandmothers of the tribe out, and we all just looked at it for a while. It was really neat. So I got to thinking, you know, there's something more out here. I'm going to have to look at myself, because I had gone through a really bad, horrible time in that time of frame of year, and that's why I was trying to ground myself. And I didn't know what grounding was. So you active listeners out there, grounding is where you are. You have to have one foot on the ground, but one foot up in the air, if you think about it, flying high. But you have to keep one foot grounded, because we have to make sure that we are learning and understanding and behaving and comprehending and then projecting what we learn out there from other people. If it's, you know, I was listening, if you think about this, it's just like if I have something that's already composed and worked on, and then another person projects it out there as if it's their own work in words, that's like a fake to that person. That's like a fake to themselves if you don't give the other person credit. So I like to tend to give other people credit of what is going on. Now, I was listening to BBS radio last night, and someone was on Don Nikoloff's show, Evident Footprints. He is so great to listen to. He's the last show on the night at night on Station 1. His guest has said something that is composed, and you think about it, something that is composed and reproduced is like not someone else's own, that reproduces it again without giving the person credit. I said, I really like what he had to say. So I just want to give credit to where that is, even though I am thinking that, I even had to look up what the word plagiarism meant, because I didn't understand what plagiarism was. All my work comes from my heart. All my work comes from my gifts from God. All my words and how I set trends come from the gift of God, and other people using it as their own. That's a karma blessing. Karma blessing. What is a karma blessing, you ask? Well, that's where someone is going to have karma placed back upon them, but with a blessing, because they did acknowledge someone else's work and give them a high praise of, you know, adequacy of wanting to use someone else's work. However, they're claiming it as their own by taking another person's words and reading it, but just changing a word here and there and taking it as their own. Now, another thing, that there is the difference in, like, taking something, like, out of a book, and then if you want to use it, then how about doing it like you did in school? How you did it in school when you took something and you rewrote it, and the teacher would say, you copied that from the book, you can't copy that from the book, or, you know, we would have to have those tests with rewriting what we learned. Now, that's the way that you give out to the world when someone is teaching a situation or teaching you something, like me, say, for an example of what I've told you about Blessed Be One's name. If that is recopied or reproduced exactly the way I read it, or the way that I presented it out with the knowing and such, then you got to think as if you were in school, because when the teacher appears, the student is ready. Thus the student becomes the teacher. You see what I'm saying? If the student is ready and you really want to learn, then the teacher, however way, shape, and form, will become and evolve into your life. Whatever you want to learn. If you are, like I was afraid of going to the dog pound and looking for Bridget's dog when we got back from that trip, and my girlfriend Anna said to me, she said, if you don't conquer this fear of the dog pound, that fear is going to come around again in a different way, shape, or form, but it will keep coming back to you till you conquer that fear. So that's when I got the comprehension that maybe we're here on earth to conquer fear. Maybe that's what we're here for, if you think about it that way. Because I just feel that experience is a choice and circumstances are not. However, I wrote something and placed it on the TNT News Trader It's the blogging service of BBS Radio. But way back, I think on the first page, because BBS Radio took down the pages and started a whole new blog site. But it was called Courage is Fear That Has Said Its Prayer. So I want to try to find that for you and read that just a second. Let me see where it is, because there's so much. If y'all want to know about different things of spirituality to anything people are talking about, go to www.bbsradio.com. Look on the sidelines of the left side. There is so much that BBS Radio has to offer. They have to offer a school for learning different things, like the gift. One, Nancy, this lady, Nancy, is going to work on ADHD, and she's going to work on the spiritually gifted child, and she's going to teach seminars and lessons on that, and she does. There's different peoples that teach different situations and different things, and I believe if you're looking for a good school, BBS Radio has one of the best schools offered to people today, and it's new, and it's refreshing, and it's great. And there also is the blog in News Trader, which is on the left side if you scroll down. And that is where people blog, and anyone can do it. You can get a profile name. We don't know who each other are usually. And you just blog what you feel or what great link that you have to offer to give to other people, you know, in life. And it goes from religion to economy to just saying, I feel this way, which I put this poem out, which I want to read to you right now. Let me find it. Okay, here it is. Oops, no, it's not. Let's see, where is my name? There it is. Okay. Hold on just a second, because I wasn't prepared to share this, but it's come up. The book Courage is Fear That It Said Its Prayer, so I believe that we have to share that. But I don't have it handy, so that's not good. Sorry about that. I'll have to share that another time. I'm just going to keep on speaking. Because I don't prepare for my shows, as everyone knows, I just start and go with my heart. That's one thing. I don't want to take the flavor out of the concoction of the food of thought that I have within my heart's mind. So my heart does have a mind, and it has a mind of its own in my heartbeat. And it gives me good pleasure and thought also to tell you that BBS Radio has openings right now for hosts. If you would like to host a show, please contact BBS Radio at any given number. Or you can scroll down where it says, do you want to be a host? And host your own show, just like I'm doing right here. They also have many offers to give to a person with, let's say, music. Say you're in the music field. They're going to play your music that you have composed. If it's the quality that you are wanting, they're going to give you a chance out there with Doug Newsom is the one to contact for that. Donald Newsom is the one to contact for wanting to host a show, as Seth is the one that you contact when you're about to get prepared for a show, or you want headlines for a show that you think are good quality for a new guest that's about to appear. And he also does, he's the engineer. There's Leslie. I want to give acknowledgement to Leslie. She is like the bookkeeper and the stapler of BBS Radio. So this is a great family. Everyone gets along in BBS, and everyone loves everyone else. That is just so highly respected that it is an honor and a privilege to be on this station. So, with that said, let's just give BBS Radio a clap. Thank you, everybody there. We love you so much. And what do you think about angels? What do you have in your concept of all angels? Think about it. Have you ever seen those little blue lights that kind of flicker? Have you ever wondered what that flicker is? Let me get back to the energy. When my dad was dying, I had his feet. There was five brothers and sisters counting me. and my mother, and she rubbed the side of my dad's face. And I had his feet, and I was rubbing his feet, and watched the blood just go, you know, stop, and his feet turned red with the blood vessels going all the way up his body till they reached the top of his head. And he was reaching his arms out over his head, and Amazing Grace came on the radio. Daddy always said that it was a win-win situation with his cancer. If he lived here, then he was with his family. But if he went, he was with the Lord. I'm just so blessed and happy to have that faith. But I also want to tell you that I believe in the star system, the stars, the people that are out there, the creatures that are out there as well. So if you want to focus yourself on living in the stars, then that's where you're going to go. I believe that we're going to go wherever we place our thoughts. Just like they found water on Mars. You know, it's so in-depth. We just peel back the layers just a little inkling. But I wanted to say about the energy. Now, I am ADHD. I've said this many times on the radio, as well as dyslexic. I see an E as a 3, a 6 as a 9. So things like that. But if I catch it, my spell check or whatever, when I'm typing, and I type to people and I talk to people with spelling, how it sounds, or my phonics weren't there, but my IQ is 143, so it goes to show you that just because I can't see things to type it correctly, that's why I have so many spellings, plus it's become a handle for me, that my mind goes, as they said, 200 miles an hour, 175 miles an hour to a normal brain that goes 75 miles an hour, per se, or 77 miles an hour. And if I have to really, if I meditate and I slow my mind down, that's why I don't have to prepare for a show, because I have so much to say all the time. They call me Chatty Cathy here in my real world. I call it real world because people that I can actually touch and I can see visually, that's a real world. Now, your spiritual world is the people that you feel and see and think and hear and do with. That's what I see to me. Now, if you think about this concept, y'all, just think about this for a moment. The real world. People you can actually see, touch, feel, taste. You know what I'm saying? Physically. Now you have the spiritual world of my, I have probably 5 to 10,000, I don't even know, with chat people, people that have been in my life and, in so many different chat rooms that I don't go into anymore because they have become children's chat sites. But back in the day when you could really work with using chat, and I made a lot of deep, heartfelt friends that become my spiritual brothers and sisters. So we have this empathic group of people that get together, and like Marlon, and we call each other by our nicknames. That's why I was called Tassie when I first came on the air, and our Bright, because I know I'm known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. Now, there's two S's in there because it's plural, because to me, I'm just one bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way in my life, here while I'm on Earth, maybe, and also when I was in heaven to come down to Earth to help myself to conquer fear so that I could get back up out of this hell that's on Earth. Think about this concept. Now, I'm going to something else for a second. There was angels. Right? Now we are taught to know that there was Lucifer that was the most beautiful, exquisite angel that God created. And Lucifer had an attitude. He wanted to be just like the Creator and wanted to be as powerful and as mighty. So God placed Lucifer down on this earth and said, "You shall now have rule over this earth." Right? Well, then it says that Jesus will come down in the rapture and put his foot on the earth as a footstool. And then the rapture will happen. Let's look at this. It's just now coming to me as I'm talking. So bear with me. This is an open-end thought process from my heart. that I'm speaking.
Wow.
If this is where Lucifer, Satan, has rule on this earth, then isn't this really hell on earth? Don't we comprehend and make it our own hell? As I said before, we are, in our thoughts, we are our worst enemy, being a judge, being a juror, saying, oh, so-and-so's talking about me. It's always about so-and-so talking about so-and-so. Or why is somebody thinking that they can't get money for something, or they haven't done this or that? They can't. It's because they haven't done their footwork. It's not the other person convicting them. And we make our own selves our victim. And then we judge ourselves. We're the DA. We're the jury. We're the person on trial. And then we throw ourselves in that pit dungeon, and we ridicule ourselves, and then we get upset, so we want to blame the blame on someone else. And that's how a lot of feelings of relationship issues come up, from the different self-talk that we have. We self-talk that out to other people. And when someone is rude or hurtful to us, like when I had just ordered that food and it had came, and I give the guy a good tip, a $5 or $7 tip every time, because I think that waiters and waitresses are probably the hardest job that anyone can have, and that's the lowest paid. Now, what I want to say about that is that I was telling Leah Beth, she called to know what time my show was starting and to give her the link, Leah Beth Diamond. And I went, hello. You know, like that, I was kind of blunt. I said, this is Kathy. You know, my whole voice changed. And she goes, whoa. And then I told her, you know, I had to spit it out and vent a minute. I call it regurgitating the evil. Because I had to get it out of me, or it was going to sit there. Because it was almost time for me to be on air. And we switched Betsy Klein's time away, which it doesn't matter, because she is just so good. Just wait till you hear the show next week with Betsy Klein. But it's so odd that people put so much heart into what they're going to give out to the world, like a practice, or like that's just how some people have to be. Like you're getting up to give a speech, you know, on a certain thing. Now, if I had a topic I had to work with, then, you know, and then present it to you guys in the World Wide Web, because there's like 18 million listeners out there, I know, is that that's from the stats and statistics of BBS Radio. It's very big. It's the number one radio station on the Internet, on the planet. And if you haven't heard it first on mainstream, then you haven't heard it till you've heard it on BBSRadio.com. That is a slogan that I believe the twins, Dong and Doug, came up with, and I think it's great because it's true. They believe in themselves and they believe in others. That's how they give us a chance. Now I'm getting off the subject again because I want to tell you there's so much I want to share and say that it's almost, maybe I need an outline. I don't know. But I just want to butt and I say, I was listening to this guy yesterday that was doing the school system and the budget. And I say, a lot. And he does too. And he was the head guy for the, he's the main guy for the school system. A lot of people just have that in their pausing for the next sentence to come about. You know what's really neat? I was thinking about the word but, B-U-T. When you put the word, like say I say, I like my coffee a certain way. I like it with cream and sugar, but I will drink it black. Didn't I just contradict what I was saying previously? The but is a totally different aspect of the way that we perceive something on a black and white scale. Look at it a second. The word but in the sentence, contradicting the previous sentence that was said. So So when a person butts somebody, make sure that when I speak, I need to say, I feel that I have been taken for granted with this situation in my own thoughts. And I need for you to tell me exactly how you are perceiving or feeling. If you don't let me know how you're feeling, then I feel that I will not be able to share with you what needs to be in my heart. And open communication and say to my friends or my family or my spouse, if I talk to them in this manner, and then after they have spoken to me what they have on their mind, I wrap it up with, so what I hear you saying is, and repeat back in my own words, back to that person. Now think about this. What they just said, think of the communication that's going to go a lot better. And not in body language and tones and pitches in your voice are very important. As a matter of fact, Sherry Edwards, great lady. I'm not telling you guys to pull away from my shows, but there is a lady that's on Station One that you can actually watch. And she gives tones and pitches of what that feeling of that person has to say. She also gives you a software for you to download and learn how to use it on your own. There's a news station that's on at the same time, 46, I believe, 48. They have more talk like R to even X-rated, to where you can speak out what your emotional feelings are on the sexual aspect of yourself and the world or your partner. And it gives almost like a, I want to say Dr. Johnny McLeod, because that's who was my teacher when I was in fifth and sixth grade on TV. But what was that lady's name that had a thought in the word? And she would come on and she would talk like this. She'd say, if you just take yourself and you'll do this to this and you do this to your partner. She talked like that. I don't remember her name. And she would just talk so extreme with everything. And she would say, if you would just take yourself and realize, you know, I'm not going to go into what all she'd say, but she was a sexual teacher. That's basically what's on the other station if you want to tune in. It's just as freer so that it's not on Station One, so that people don't have to watch their P's and Q's and cross their T's and dot their I's with being able to say, you know, whatever they need to say, because it's so serious out there in the world today that it's like they've taken that out of the classrooms of life and learning, and they take it as we are going to be a pedophile. That's where somebody is, children. But it's because children do tune into the station, Station One, Station Two, and they needed a station for adults to be able to go to. It's not the kind of station that is just like, hey, baby, come on to me. It's a learning and teaching station and a place where people can go to be able to dump or ask the Tantra Cafe or whoever's on at that particular given time something that is on their mind with their partner or with, you know, their feelings in the sexual manner. So that's another station to be able to listen to. Now, I'm not telling you to not tune in to me, but I'm not all into this statistic thing and all into how many listeners did I have today, because I feel that there's so much to offer that you can switch stations and channels and get what you need at that particular moment. The people that are what you're doing right at this moment is where you're supposed to be. In every situation, exactly where I place myself is where I'm supposed to be. And if I forget something, then think of this. It's right where I put it. Right? There's a little process I do with myself. It's really odd. I take the back of my hand. If I forget somebody's name or if I forget a situation or something, place it on the back of my hand. I tap the back of my head like a slap, almost like slapping something, you know, just slap it. And it brings that thought forth. you know, for me to, so if you slip the mind with a person's name, try that one time. Just slap the back of your head, and it brings it forth. It kind of jars it away from the subconscious mind. Now, Alice von Kramer had a great point last week. I said that things place into our subconscious mind and want to be brought forth is why we dwell on things, and worries like a rocking chair gets us nowhere. She said, I almost said the word but, because really that is a but word. She said it goes into the unconscious mind as well. Never thought of it that way. So we feed off of one another, learning from one another, and then grasping that concept. But however, I could have said the unconscious mind to you guys. I just want to say where I learned it from, because that person's the one that taught me. Let's start putting out there, who was the person that is giving you that piece of wisdom right now, or that piece of knowledge to apply to some wisdom? Now, we're about to run out of time. It is now 9:56 my time, which is 6:56 Pacific time. So I just want to say to you guys, it's been a great hour. I've really thoroughly enjoyed it. As always, blessed be one's name. Bless it when you go and think of, just say a little prayer of goodness to that person. Remember the Alex von Kramer in your prayers. Remember one another in your prayers. And I want to place in the energy ball, erase. The word erase. There are no mistakes in art or in the world. They're only applied to lessons. So we can't erase. Even if you're an artist or a photographer, there's something you've learned from it. And I want to place the word erase out to the world and raise the vibrations and quit pushing things down into the negative of speaking. With that, I'm off the air. Thank you, Seth. Thank you for taking me off the air. This is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook, over and out.